Boom shakalakalaka. Ah, we're recording. Hang on a second. You've got me listening to Nick Ferris. How do I stop this? There we go. Hello, dear listener. Welcome to episode one of the Ian Lee Pocket Radio Show, series one, remix one. It's the remix to the kitchen, hard and fresh from the kitchen. My mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing, sipping on coke and rum. It's like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend. No, it's not. It's Wednesday morning. It's Thursday morning. So this is the remixed director's cut expanded edition that you have purchased. And thank you for purchasing this. The way this is going to work is the whole of Series 1, all 12 episodes, are going to be remixed and extra bits added. A minimum of 20 minutes per episode is going to be added. Sometimes it will be the episode will be twice the length if I do a director's commentary. And I don't really know what I'm going to do. This one has more phone calls. I just kind of was bored one afternoon, tweeted I was at my computer, and if anyone wanted to Skype me, they were more than welcome to Skype me. So that's going to be this. Episode one's a strange one. I should probably explain kind of the history of the Pocket Radio Show. When I left Absolute, things were a little bit quiet, and I kind of thought, well, I should probably keep my hand in and do a podcast and do something slightly more structured than the other podcasts I've done before, the Shindiggeries, the Important Target with Watco, which is probably going to come back at some point, as I think Watco is one of the greatest undiscovered broadcasters, and I enjoy the Important Target. But I wanted to do something a bit more structured, that was a bit more like a radio show in format. And so I thought I'd do a few things, originally called Pocket Size Podcast, and then someone else who had a podcast called Pocket Size Podcast got rightfully upset. And so I came up with the better name, Pocket Radio Show. And it was always going to be it was always meant to be just a small thing that I would do irregularly, just to kind of see if I could, to see if I could make it work at home. And, you know, just to kind of keep my hand in. And I expected I expected it to get about 1,500... 2,000, 2,500 downloads a show. That's kind of what Important Target gets when it goes out initially, and then it gets a lot more. They get about 5,000 a show eventually. But so I was well surprised when episode one got something like, the week it went out, it got something like 30,000 downloads. I mean, it's had sort of about twice that since then, and I've taken it off now, so it probably would have got more. And that was kind of a shock. And that sort of made me think I need to take this perhaps a little bit more seriously than I have been. I don't know if this is recording, so I'm just going to stop for a second. Excuse me. It's recording as... Yes, it turns out it was recording as professional as ever. So the kind of episode one is not the strongest episode. It's charming in its naivety, but it was constructed when I didn't really know what the show was going to be. So it's a little bit... It's not the strongest show in the series. I think the first two are not... The first two are kind of finding its feet. Episode three, I think it really starts to take shape. And I was going to do... It was going to be different every week. It wasn't always going to be phone calls and interviews. It was going to be kind of more odd, surreal stuff. And Eloise was going to be on it every show or every other show. And that didn't really happen. The Eloise stuff didn't happen purely because I wasn't quite sure what was happening and how it was going to take shape and timing. People have kind of suspected that we had a great falling out or something, and not at all. And Eloise will be on there. She'll probably be on some of these bonus features, actually, because that will be easier to arrange. People have asked why there hasn't been as much Barry and Vinny and Andre as they would have liked. And again, the reason for that is I wanted to make the Pocket Radio Show... Does this sound really boring and pompous? Sorry, I wasn't going to... This was going to be a short introduction. Now it's a whole explanation. I wanted to make it slightly different from the Absolute Radio Show. And by limiting the amount of Barry and Vinny... excuse me. It kind of allowed me to do that. You know, it would have been easy to do an hour each week with them. And I didn't want to do that. And it just made it slightly different. It's good to have them on. And I think they're both brilliant. And I think they're both geniuses in their own way. And I love them. I'm a bit belchy this morning, sorry. But I wanted to do something that was slightly different. I didn't want to do a straight continuation of the Absolute Radio Show. It might sound exactly the same as the Absolute Radio Show to you. To me, it sounds worlds apart. And as for Andre, I've got no idea where he is. He stopped calling us. And, you know, I hope that he's well and he's sober and he's happy. That's all I can say. I wish him the very best of luck. I do sometimes wonder what happened to some of those people. You know, that their lives are continuing somewhere. And maybe I will do a show where I kind of go back and look at them and see if I can find them and Rob from Ponder's End and all that lot. Anyway, I'll shut up now. I'll sit back. Thank you again for your support. And it really means a lot that people enjoy this nonsense that I put out. And here is Series 1, Episode 1, The Ian Lee Pocket Radio Show. And thank you for downloading the first ever episode of the Ian Lee Pocket Size Podcast. Coming up in this show, we'll be having your phone calls and your ideas on how to stop goldfish from dying. We'll be listening to your audio booze. We'll also be talking to the Pajama Men. But before that, I thought it would be nice to try and get some of the old team back together.
Hey, St. Michael.
Hello, Barry. It's Ian Lee, mate. How are you doing?
And that's Barry. Who's it?
It's Ian Lee.
Hello,
mate. You're
Ian
right?
Lee.
Yes.
Ian Lee.
From
Ian Lee. How are you, Ian Lee? Hello.
From the radio. Yeah. We used to speak on.
I remember.
Yes.
Anecdotes of radio.
Well, you would phone up and talk, and I would pretend that I was kind of bored with you, and that, you know, you were irritating.
Yes,
and dull. And
how are you, Ian? Is it Ian?
Ian Lee.
That's it. Well, how are you, Lee? All right.
Ian.
How's it going? Ian. How's it going?
Barry, I am excellent, as you probably know, because I've left Absolute Radio. Left them a few months ago.
Yes.
And I have decided to branch out on my own and start doing my own podcasts and putting them out myself.
That's a good one. You're joking. Right, things are so desperate.
No.
I'll tell you, no. And you do like to pull a leg. You can't get any work, so you're putting your own recordings out.
That's not it. I have had many discussions with various radio stations, and I have decided...
Yes, Radio Northwick Park, Radio Whittington, Radio Watford General.
Okay, I have decided... They're hospitals. I have decided... Oh, I see, yeah. I have decided... Yes,
that was the joke, you know, that was sort of the joke.
Okay, I will note that, thank you.
We'll move on, yeah.
I have decided that the future is in podcasts, because... It's not because I can't get a job elsewhere. That's not true. It's because it means I've got total control, autonomy over my output. I'm not saluting a corporate image or being told, "Oh, you can't do." I can do anything I want.
You like
that? I like whenever I like.
What are you planning to do that's special then in this podcast show, Lee? Ian?
Well. I've not quite finalised the format yet, but I imagine it will be lots of people calling me on Skype. And I was thinking of getting back the old team. Some of the regular voices that the listeners used to know and tolerate. So I'm going to try and get you, Verinda, Eloise, get you all back on the show.
Mate, it's over. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Do you think I'd crumble? Do you think I'd lay down and die? Not I.
Why are you quoting the lyrics to I
Will Survive?
Yeah, why are you doing that? Why are you quoting the lyrics to I Will Survive at me?
To make a point.
The point is what?
You tried to Well, you tried to hurt me with goodbye. I was doing very well.
Yeah.
I think it's over, mate. It's finished. It's over. We'll never create the good times, the pure old double entendres, the talking over each other, the lewd comments about your wife.
But basically,
that will never.
I don't do the lewd comments about my wife. That was actually offensive.
It was a bit out of order.
Bit out of order. But luckily, I got in touch with the solicitor, and we managed to stop those legal proceedings before it went too far. But
are you still with her?
I think it'll be a lot of fun. Imagine you and Verinda and Eloise and me making some money out of it. Me. It won't be.
I can't see it. I'll stop you there, Lee.
Kind of owe me, Barry.
I can't.
You kind of owe me. You would not.
I've moved on to bigger things. Listen, I have moved on. I'd moved on to much bigger things than your show.
Like what?
Mansfield 103.2.
Oh, Jesus.
Serving the Crosby, Nottingham, and Worksop areas.
Listen, all I want, y'all, get is 5 minutes a week on my podcast to fill the time out a bit.
Oh, well, you're certainly doing your course. I'm just calling me an old git. Well, what do you want me to do?
Just come on and just. Basically, I'm running a bit short and I need you to fill it out a bit.
What do you want me to do? I can't do anything. I've moved on, mate. I can't keep up with your.
Please.
Tawdry press and record career.
Please.
Don't forget to take the pause off before you circulate the cassettes amongst your.
Please. It's not on cassette, it's on the internet. Please, I'm begging you.
Well, what do I get out of it?
What do you mean?
What do I earn out of it?
Well, you earn the respect of people that frequent forums on the internet.
That's not going to keep my wife in Chelsea buns, is it? That's not going to keep my wife in, you know, clothing.
Are you struggling to think of something that's in innuendo?
No, we're going to get it in a minute. Hold on, I'm going to keep her warm. It's not going to give her a 2-bar gas fire, nothing about that gas fire. No. It's not going to keep her bananas.
No, Charlie, you could say
that's
Charlie.
That's not going to.
Yeah. Okay, it's not working. Will you do it, yes or no?
It's not working.
Yes or no?
I'll do it.
The team are back together. Speak to you soon, yay! Barry.
Bye. Bloody idiot.
Well, I'd like to say it was a pleasure talking to the old fish. The Pajama Men are two Americans who are over here in the United Kingdom performing a very funny and quite odd sketch show. I was lucky enough to go and see them at the Charing Cross Theatre, not the Soho Theatre, which is where I went first to find out they weren't there, and then had a mad dash across London to see them. I should point out I was using a new bit of equipment to record this. So the sounds at the start, it's the levels aren't great. That's my fault. Bear with me. It's episode one. We'll get there. It sorts itself out after a minute or two. The Pajama Men. Yes, I'm in the Soho Theatre bar with... I guess so. With the Pajama Men. Mark?
Hello, how are you?
And Shanoa.
Hello, hello.
Now, I have to say, in the cool name stake, Shanoa, you win hands down. Is that... Where is that from?
It is a Cherokee name, and I would disagree. I don't know. I think Mark is a nice, quick, nasty name. Yeah. You're in, you're out with Mark. With me, you might get bogged down, confused. You're lost in the woods. Mark's a cool name. It's easy to remember.
You happy with your name?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't wish it upon my children if I were to ever have kids. I don't think I would name them Mark. I think the Mark ship has sailed. You know, maybe in 100 years it'll come back.
I had a Japanese friend, a girl, and she married a Scottish man, and they had a baby. And they sent me an email saying, yep, baby Alan's doing really well. You can't call a baby Alan.
Well, yeah, because Alan it's gone. It's done. It's for 50 and above.
Now, you picked on me for spelling my name the correct way.
First of all, your name is I-A-I-N. That's so many vowels in a row, which it starts to get, like when you have that many vowels, I start to feel like I'm about to do something wrong.
And then it's Lee as well, so I've only got two consonants. Ian Lee.
Yeah. What's an anagram for your name, I wonder? Not an anagram, but what do you call it when you mix up? It's an anagram?
It's an anagram.
Yeah. We'll figure something out. I'll let you know before.
Thanks very much. You spell pajama incorrectly, Chanel. I don't want a cultural divide here, or, you know, hands across the ocean, but what the hell is that all about?
Well, we, you know how sometimes people say, we put the pies in supplies. And you go, yeah, you also have a speech impediment. Well, we're kind of like that, but we take the pie out of surprise.
I can tell you what it is. See, we take the Y out of pajama. Why? Because it doesn't need to be there, because that's incorrect. That's why.
Have you ever considered doing it in nightgowns or wee willy winky hats at all? It's always been pajamas, has it?
Wee willy winky hats?
You don't know what a wee willy winky hat is?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, you guys are crazy. So, do you know the...
why?
Do you know the nursery rhyme, Wee Willy Winky runs through the town?
Yeah, I can do it. Wee Willy Winky runs through the town, finds a piece of trash, puts it on his face, and then...
trades it for some cash.
Okay, that's not the one I was thinking of. Okay. No, well, Wee Willy Winky ran through the town, upstairs and downstairs, in his nightgown. You know what a nightgown is?
A robe.
No.
We call a nightgown just a what a woman would wear when she goes to...
Yeah, a nightie, yes.
Yeah.
But men can wear them in this country as well. We're very liberated.
Right, oh, well, cool.
But we'll talk about the show in a minute. But the Wee Willy Winky hat is kind of the hat that goes like that.
We just call that a sleeping cap or something. Yeah, it's what Scrooge wears.
Yeah, Scrooge wears it.
Yeah, he looks good in it. That's nice.
Why do you wear pajamas?
Well, real answer or zany answer?
Zany.
I want to
hear. Okay, we wear pajamas. Well, we wear them because they're...
It's going to be zany. Here it comes.
They're cheaper than suits. Am I right?
Depends on the suit and the pajamas you get.
They're very stylish pajamas you got.
Oh, thank you. We just got them at a department store here. Yeah, they're pretty basic. They're pretty basic pajamas. We have hundreds of pairs, as you can imagine.
We got them at Mark and Shanoa's. That was a Marks and Spencer's joke. Did you guys like it? But M&S, Mark and Shanoa, that's pretty good. I'm rocking this.
Why are you not? You should be selling, like, you got the merchandise there, and I saw you selling the mouse mats. Well done. You should be selling the pajamas as well.
Yeah, you're right. We're waiting for a sponsor to really just get on board with that. So if anyone's listening who is in the pajama making or distributing game, let us know. You know, we would definitely sell them at our shows.
The show is brilliant.
Thank you.
But it is mental. Do you find... How many characters are you playing each in the show? Do you know?
I don't know, like six or seven each? Maybe.
Yeah. It feels like more.
Yeah, and it feels longer than an hour, too, doesn't it?
No, it flew by. It felt like seconds. How much rehearsal do you have to do before you get the show and you know, right, well, okay, now I'm going to be the alien with the forehead and you're going to do this?
It takes a couple of weeks of rehearsal, of performing, before we're pretty comfortable with what we agreed was going to happen. Right. But that's okay if we screw up, because it's kind of, we like that. We like to feel like anything could happen at any moment.
Can I say, I found them quite hot. There was something about them that was kind of cute.
Like we do like these really kind of bitchy American girls. Do you like that? Is that
English girls don't do the waggle of the head, and that's kind of quite.
Yeah. I think maybe that's just because you're not used to it. And so you're like, ooh, this is new and foreign. I like this.
Janoa's confused by this whole thing.
No, I'm not really. I kind of understand, and I think that there's all kinds of weird sexual stuff that goes on, and we play so many different women, and often we sexualize them in different ways, and. I don't know. I know that Mark has admitted to me that if he would like to have me as a cellmate if we were impersonated together, because I'm always being a naughty girl, and I know he kind of likes it.
And Mark,
he knows what buttons to press.
Mark looks like a young Steve Guttenberg as well. I was kind of thinking. I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Steve Guttenberg? I've actually never gotten.
You've never had Guttenberg before.
I've never got Guttenberg. Which, great. I love Steve Guttenberg.
who doesn't love Steve?
I love Police Academy and Three Men and a Baby. I've run out of
Cocoon.
Cocoon. Oh yeah, of course, Cocoon.
Police Academy 2.
Police Academy 2. Yeah.
And 3, I think he was in as well.
Oh, did he make it that far in?
He got as far as 3.
Yeah.
What are your influences? What comedy shows were you into?
Police Academy, Cocoon, and the Steve Guttenberg Hour. Growing up, I watched a lot of cartoons, for sure, and Chevy Chase movies.
Which Chevy Chase movies?
Oh, like Vacation. I think Chevy Chase stands up. I think his whole kind of just basic world view stands up. Maybe the gags are old. I don't know.
Have you seen Community, the sitcom he does?
No, it's on my list. I mean,
Community. You could check Community out. He plays a millionaire racist. It's with hilarious consequences. And what were there any kind of? I tell you why I'm asking that, because I are you aware of a show called Kids in the Hall?
Oh yeah.
I got a lot of Kids in the Hall, kind of watching. I'm not saying you ripped them off or stole anything, but just the kind of. They did a movie called Brain Candy, where no one's seen Brain Candy over here, but it's awesome. And your show had the same kind of structure, where you're all playing loads and loads of different characters, and they're all kind of interacting and flopping around. Is that kind of a fair spot?
Sure, yeah. I love Brain Candy. I love that part when... What's his name? Can't think of his name.
Scott Thompson?
It's not Scott Thompson. Come on. Dave. Bruce, not... Dave. I don't know. But there's Dave Foley. And there's a bunch of doctors talking or something, and they're all giving their opinions, and then he walks up, and they're like, "Who are you?" And he goes, "Just a guy." And walks away. And it's one of my favorite gags of, like, all time, I think.
Yeah, you're really hitting the Canadian references here, which is fine. We're American, but we've...
You have to establish that. You are...
Well, we toured quite a bit in Canada back in... from 2000 to about 2005, we toured the Fringe circuit. And I was really nervous about going to Canada because I watched a lot of Canadian stuff growing up, and I knew there was a lot of funny people coming out of Canada. So, yeah, I think, sure, we're influenced by them. But, you know, not directly. Like, Kids in the Hall wasn't a big direct thing. It's something that I started watching kind of passively later. But I think they're great, you know.
How long does it take you to write a show?
Well, I think Mark was touching on this a little bit. We will rehearse for about 6 weeks and kind of sketch it out, but we kind of like to open a show that's not really finished. We like to get the story in place and enough good jokes in our estimation that we feel like we've got some legs to stand on, and then open a pretty raw piece of material and kind of figure it out in front of an audience. We sort of keep that process going, you know, until we close the show.
Is that not terrifying, though?
Yeah, it is, but there's a sort of a sink or swim adrenaline that can happen, and you really start to figure it out. It's tough, you know. When Mark and I are just in a studio together rehearsing, we'll make each other laugh and stuff. But it's hard to see really what's going to work and really find the wherewithal to really commit without the audience there. You know, the audience really does put the pressure on, and that's a huge part of our creative process is like just what we're doing in front of them.
And what's the plan? You did a cartoon or something I was reading. You've done an animated show. How did that come about, and is that going to be a series?
We'd like it to. We recently wrote a mini pilot for it that our animator is working on right now. Originally, what we made was just a bunch of straight improvised scenes one afternoon in this guy's studio. He just invited us over, and I was like, will you just make some stuff up? And we're like, yeah, sure. And then a year and a half later, he was like, look at this. And we're like, what? if we'd known you were going to work that hard on it, we probably would have written something for you. But we really like it. I like what came out with the improvised stuff. It's called One Square Mile of Earth. If people want to look it up, there's like 10 of these little clips that kind of go together as a short.
It went to Sundance. It went to the short film in Sundance. And so we took that, and we kind of backwards engineered it into a workable series that we really like. So we're going to,
And what's you're doing the show at the Charing Cross Theatre now.
But yeah, we're here until March 3rd at the Charing Cross Theatre.
And then the States, you go back to the States and do it there?
We go to Australia first, tour Australia, and then, yes, we will go to the States. We'll be in L.A. and in D.C. and a few other.
Who is the dude that's doing the music in the show? Because he's awesome.
His name is Kevin, and he is very nice.
You said that as though you didn't mean it. What's going on? Is there history between you and Kevin?
Yeah, we have a big beef with each other. No, he's like the nicest guy in the world. He is the most serene of men. He's like a yoga aficionado.
Yeah. He does quite a bit of yoga and meditation in his day. He's very even keel. His last name is Hume, Kevin Hume, and his new album is amazing.
Well, congratulations as well for introducing time travel into it. Time travel is one of my favorite. I'm quite geeky. And it's my favorite kind of concept. Can I ask, do you have a favorite time travel movie at all?
I really like Primer. That's a good one that came out not too long ago.
Primer,
and the Terminator series.
I just got Primer on DVD because I need to watch it with the director's commentary. You know, there's like 9 different loops in that. They go back about 9 times.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's a really good, I mean, for as far as time travel movie, because I think that's one of the best. But yeah, I really like any like sort of basic nerdy that kind, like anything I'll watch.
I'm kind of thinking maybe you two, there could be a Pajama Man Primer remake, like a stage show of that would be awesome.
Yeah, or Back to the Future 3, you know, which is another just amazing time travel movie where they have a time train, which I didn't even know you could do that, but you can. Yeah,
you can. And is there a website that people should go to follow you around the world?
Yeah, pjmin.com. Get on board. Because this time train's leaving.
And, yeah, Twitter and Facebook also. You can follow us.
Who are you on Twitter?
/ Pajama Man, or at Pajama Man with an A, PAJAMAMEN. Well,
there's probably going to be a British tribute act with a Y in there that's going to be stealing all your... when you go back to the States, they're going to be doing like a slightly weaker version of your show.
That isn't that the best compliment you can get when people start totally ripping you off? I don't know how that's a compliment, but I look forward to it.
Chaps, lovely to meet you. Thank you very much. Best of luck with the rest of your show. Does anyone give a stuff about the Falklands? This is what you had to say. Hello, line 2, you're on the internet. Who's this?
It's Ivan.
Ivan! How you doing, brother?
I'm good, thank you. We spoke the other day.
We spoke. I remember because it's spelled Ifan, but your name is Ivan, and your dad went into a very long, slightly tedious lecture as to why that's the case. How you doing, fella?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm a little bit nervous about this for some reason. What have you got for me? Anything?
Well, have you got any topics?
Yes, okay, I've got 3. Right. The first one is, I have got 2 goldfish. Supposedly, I've got 2 goldfish. They keep on dying.
All right.
So I'm trying to find ways to stop my goldfish from dying.
Is the water the right temperature?
Is the what?
The water the right temperature.
I'm supposed to put water in there, am I?
Yeah, I think
balls.
So.
The water is the right temperature. When you get fish, right, apparently it's dead complicated. When I was a kid, you just had a bowl and you put fish in there and they lived. But now you've got to put chemicals in there that kind of cleans the water out and takes all the nasty stuff out. And then you leave it for a couple of days and then you put your fish in and supposedly they live forever. But I've been through lots of fish.
Oh, right.
Okay, you're not a fish expert, are you, even?
No, I've never had a fish, if I'm honest with you.
Well, I appreciate honesty. When lives are at stake, honesty is always appreciated. Okay, we'll move on to the second topic.
All right, okay.
And by the way, people can phone in about any old nonsense as well, but this, the second thing is, podcasts are for sad has-beens and people who are completely unemployable.
No, I don't think so.
Are you just saying that just to be nice to me, or are you thinking, now, come on?
No, I listen to other podcasts as well.
What podcast do you listen to?
Well, I really love Doctor Who.
Has Doctor Who got his own podcast?
Well, not like an official one, but like fans of Doctor Who make their own.
And so this is like people in their bedrooms talking about Doctor Who?
Well, no, it's like a group of them and they write like parody songs. And...
Whoa, really?
Yeah, and they do sketches.
But they do it in their bedrooms, though, yeah?
No, they do it in their basement.
See, that's one bit. No, I'm in a luxurious recording studio at the moment. Maybe I'll post photos of my studio. It's not my bedroom. It's not my bedroom, whatever you think. So, and how old are these people?
Well, I'd say they're in their 30s. And...
Okay, old enough to know better.
Yeah, but they are married. Well, I know there's 2 people, there's 4 of them.
You can read my mind there.
They're not like loners or anything.
No, no.
No.
No, officer.
So what's the third topic?
The Falklands. Do you give a toss? Should we just give it to Argentina?
What's the Falklands?
Thank you very much for calling. There we go. Let's go to line 2. Line 2, you're on the internet. That's you. Are you watching EastEnders? Who's this? Lucas! He's watching EastEnders. This is not the roller coaster phone-in show I was expecting it to be. Let's get rid of Lucas and see if anybody calls in. The way this works is I tentatively put out topics on Twitter and indeed on the Facebook and hope that people call in. Now, this is the first time, I mean, I've tested the technology, it works, but this is the first time I've tried it as a phone-in procedure. Will it work? I don't know. I hope it does, otherwise the whole project is completely scuppered. But I am recording this in a luxurious recording studio, so in a top-secret location somewhere in England's capital, which is a place also known as London.
Morning, Ian.
Good morning, sir. Who is this? You're live on the internet.
Hello, it's Colin.
Colin, whereabouts are you calling from, Colin?
Adelaide in South Australia.
Sweet! Oh, really?
Yeah, I am.
We're living in the future. When I was a kid, you had to book, like a phone. You have to phone up a week in advance the operator and say, I want to phone Australia next week. They say, well, we've got Tuesday at 2:30 free. But you were talking live.
Yeah, we are. We're doing all right, mate. It's just gone, well, 6:30 here.
Now, I'm confused. The Australian time confuses me. Morning, that would be. Evening.
Yeah, I'm now on Saturday morning, you're Friday night.
Jeez. What's happening on Saturday?
I am just awake after a very short sleep, because I realised this was on.
Hardcore.
So I forgot about it last night as I was going to sleep, and I thought, idiot, I'll make an effort to get up.
Yes.
And then I'm sort of, I don't know whether to go video call and talk to people, or just hang around and hide my face.
Just hang around. I don't like this whole video call technology. I think it's wrong. I think it's just, I don't want people to see. I feel I have to do something when people are looking at me making a phone. It's a phone call. I want to be picking my nose, scratching my bum. I don't want people to see me.
How you doing anyway?
I'm doing all right. As I'm talking to you, I'm fingering.
Steady.
We have young ears. I'm fingering an Australian dollar.
Oh, I've got. Oh, I can play with a 50-cent piece.
Now the 50-cent piece. I tried to buy a Burger King in London with the 50-cent piece because it looks like a 50p, but it's massive.
Yeah, it's got lots more sides.
Has it got more sides?
Yeah, let me get long.
Is it? I don't know if I've got an English 50p to compare. No, I haven't. Or have I? No, I've only got 20p's. Go on.
Here we go. I've got 50 cents and the Queen's face. It's got 12 sides.
Has it? Because I was in Burger King and I gave it to the young man, and as soon as I gave it to him, I thought, that's not English, the coin. I thought, that's not English. He's going to bust me here. I was thinking, please don't bust me. And he nearly put it in the till, and then he looked at it and went, hang on a minute, this is foreign. And he tried to give it to me, and I said, well, let's leave it on the side as a souvenir. And he got arsy and said, no, you should take it with you. And I said, well, so, you know, an Australian might see this. This is 50 pence in Australian money.
Well, I haven't got Australian money, so this is about as far as I can get. But I will keep this.
Have you ever kept goldfish, Colin?
No, but I used to keep other fish.
You used to keep what?
Other fish.
Other fish. I thought you could. I thought you issued some Latin technical name there. But no, just other fish.
Yeah. Do you know what? No, I can't remember what they were.
Are you just saying it to try and sound cool?
No. I'm in a fish tank. One of these circular globe fish tanks.
Well, apparently you're not supposed to get those now.
Not these bio orb things that you get in.
Oh, okay. You're literally just making this up as you go along, Colin. And you know, because you're in Australia, I can't come over there and kick your ass.
Slap me one, no.
Slap
I'm not
me
making
one. I have now got. I tell you why I'm talking about fish, because we've bought a couple of fish, my little boy, and they keep dying. We've been through three sets of fish. They're called Rocky and Reed, and we've kind of left the fish tank a bit empty for a couple of weeks, thinking, oh, do you know what, it's too much of a hassle. And today my little boy was singing, where are Rocky and Reed, where are Rocky and Reed? I was singing, oh my God. But he's become obsessed with fish since, have you seen the movie Finding Nemo?
Yes.
Have you got kids?
No.
Oh, you're just watching kids' films on your own?
No. I've watched it on a flight over to my honeymoon.
Okay, romantic.
It,
the thing that annoys me about that film is, A, it's not as good as everyone says it is. But B, Nemo, or Finding Nemo, as my son thinks he's called, he seems to be able to survive equally well in salt water as he does in tank water as he does in sewerage water. Which is bullshine. A fish can't survive in all three conditions, one or t'other. And finally, the Falklands. Do we really give a stuff about them? Let's just give them to Argentina. Let's sell them to Argentina.
No. We won them fair and square.
It wasn't like a game of cards where we put down Jersey and Argentina put down the Maldivas and we won in your face, Argy.
Yeah.
It just seems like a lot of hassle and a lot of money for, I think there's 600 families on there. You know, let's repatriate them. But it's really a tiny rock in the middle of the Atlantic. I think it's the Atlantic. I've got literally no idea.
This has been obviously going to be some issue that's going to raise over and over again. But, let's keep it British.
Colin, it's lovely to talk to you. You're wrong on that account. But thank you very, very much. Indeed. Hello, Line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Hello, Ian. This is Mark, checking in from sunny California.
Big yourself up, Mark, from the United... This is the future. We've just had a call from Wales, forget that. We've just had a call from Australia, and now we've got a call from the United States of... This is amazing.
There you go. This is the beauty of the internet.
Let's be honest, it's not the greatest beauty of the internet. I think we all know... What the greatest... The beauty of this is I'm sat in my... I'm sat in a luxurious recording studio in the middle of London, Soho. Yeah. And I'm drinking... I'm slurping on a lovely cup of tea.
Oh, wonderful.
Ah, what you got for me, Mark? And it better be good, because the rest of the calls have been awesome so far.
I don't know about these. I'll blame the wife then for this, because she left me these instructions for you regards to keeping your goldfish alive.
Oh, now, listen, people may be going, well, this is boring and this is dull, and it may be, but I've got a little boy that's heartbroken that his fish keep going on a holiday.
Oh,
can we stop the fish going on holiday? Tell me what to do, Mark.
Okay, you must treat this goldfish like a tropical fish, because indeed that's what it is. You must put it in a small aquarium with a proper filtration system.
I've done that. It's in a glass box. It's got a filter, an expensive bloody filter. It's got gravel that I've cleaned. It's got a bit of that weed that they like to eat.
Yes.
And I've put the chemicals in to clean the water. They still keep dying.
Do you have the filtration system going? This is whereby it will suck out any of his wee and poop that is floating around in, and he doesn't have to live in that acidic environment.
By coincidence, not only do we have the filtration system, we have the filtration system going as well. So I'm sorry if I'm sounding arsey, Mark, but this is I'm at my wit's end. I'm a vegetarian, so to keep flushing fish down the toilet... And I pray to God my son does never listen to this. To keep flushing fish down the loo goes against all of my ethics.
Quite right. I can understand your frustration. You seem to be doing everything correctly. Why are they dying?
Is that the entire list that your missus has written?
That's it. That is. She did say also, don't use the water from the tap. Use bottled water because of the chlorine and everything in it.
Now, we haven't been doing that, but we've been putting chemicals in that should get rid of the chlorine.
That's right. It's all about keeping the pH balance correct.
The old pH balance, correct. Yeah. But bottled water could be pricey, but to stop a child's tears, is there any price we can put on that, Mark? Is there?
No, it's worth trying up. It's a one-off payment,
Oh, dearie, dearie me. You'd agree with me. We should just give the Falklands to the Argentinians, shouldn't we?
Oh, you know.
Come on.
Well, what is actually there? It's a penguin and research centre, isn't it?
The thing that, and this is, by the way, this is not in any way to make light of any of the soldiers who lost their lives. I just watched the tedious and overhyped Margaret Thatcher film today. Utter tosh that it is. Awful. Nothing happens in it. You know, the miners get 3.5 minutes. And you think, come on now, play fair. But it does bring home, there's a bit about the Falklands, and it does bring home that people lost their lives. But really, Well, it's costing us a fortune to defend 600 families. Yes, there may be oil there, but, you know, come on. Let's just get rid of it.
Yeah. Is there oil there? Is that that's the first time I've heard that.
Well, Mark, you're in America where news is, kept very tight. I believe they're looking for oil, and I think they may have found something there.
Oh, hence the Argentinians' interest.
But have you seen the Argentinian Prime Minister?
No, I haven't.
Man, Google her. She is hot, man.
Oh, her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She is hot.
I would
like to enter intense negotiations with that lady. Seriously. Mark, lovely to talk to you. Love to the missus.
Hello.
Hello, is that Kate?
Yes.
Hello, Kate. You're live on the internet.
Wow.
What have you got for me, Kate? I tell you now, every caller we've had so far, and I mean literally everyone, has been absolutely awesome. So you
have they?
You have a lot to live up to, young lady. What have you got?
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
The pressure.
Come on. You can do it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Kate, come on.
I'm trying. Come on. I'm trying. What do you want?
How can I keep my bloody goldfish alive?
How can you keep your goldfish alive?
Yeah.
Oh, clean the tank, but not too often.
Oh, really? What happened to the goldfish?
Well, we got two goldfish with different tails, and apparently that's not a good combination. Oh. And so Charlie...
Is that one of the goldfish or one of your children?
Yeah, it was one of the goldfish. His tail was eaten by Lola.
Oh, Charlie and Lola, well done. You have got children, of course.
I have. And it was mortifying.
So Lola ate Charlie?
Yeah, well, ate his tail.
Oh, my God.
And then I sort of very sadly spent about 5 hours in the middle of the night Googling to see if a fish's tail could grow back. Apparently not.
No, it turns out it's like when humans lose an arm, that it doesn't grow back.
I know.
And I found that out the hard way. But they do, we've got through quite a lot of fish and they all keep going on holiday, is what we tell a little
bit. Can't tell him that. That's
I'm not going to tell a 2-year-old they're dead.
Of course you are.
No! I'll wait till one of his...
They got very ill.
I'll wait till his grandma passes, and then we'll use her to... not that she's close to it, but you never know, these old people. I will use her... I can't use... Because if I tell him they're dead, right, and he grasps a concept of death...
Yes.
And then they keep dying every week. Imagine your best friend died every week.
Well, first of all, if they're dying every week, then your tank isn't clean enough, and... The infection's spreading everywhere, and it's in the stones. You need to get clean stones.
We've started again. We've started again from started from scratch, and they died, and so we're starting from scratch again. But this time, my wife has taken over. She said, "Ian, I cannot let you do this. I'm going to be in charge of it this time." So we'll see. Although I don't think she'll do any better.
Well, hopefully they'll live. But I really think you need to introduce the concept of death.
It's lovely to talk to you at last. Call again. Take care.
Absolutely. Goodbye.
Ta-ta. There we go. Let's go to line 6. You're live on the internet. Who's this?
Hi, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris. What can I do for you?
That was quite easy to get through. Worryingly easy to get through.
What does that mean?
How's it going?
It's going very well. How about I was just finishing a call and your number came up, so I answered it. Does that change your perception?
That's encouraging.
Don't worry. I've got a load of calls I need to get through.
Oh, okay.
Chris, let me do the worrying. You relax. Okay. And boy, I am worrying. It would seem that you would agree with my theory that podcasts are the refuge of the has-beens and the unemployable.
That's exactly why I rang up.
Go on.
In fact. One such case being Tommy Boyd.
Jesus. Go
well,
on.
Yeah, right. Have you ever listened to any of his... he only did a few, but his podcasts.
I didn't, because the title Pubcast was the laziest, fattest, with an F, not a PH, idea. It was an old man grasping at grubby straws, and so no, I didn't listen. Were they awful?
Lazy's the word.
Yeah.
It was kind of amateur.
He was good. Listen, in 1993, he was good. But
I absolutely loved Tommy Boyd. He was the Don of... Phone-in radio.
Yeah. He had his moment. Listen, one of the things that I'm planning on doing on this podcast is I'm going to have a feature called Boyd Baiting, where every now and then I'm going to do something. I don't want to give too many details away because he will hear this. Okay, so I've got to be very coy as to what I'm saying, but
Right.
I will... I can't do it without giving anything away. I will be doing a thing called Boyd baiting. I think you can work out what that means, and it will have hilarious consequences.
Well, it sounds fantastic.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes, I cannot wait.
God bless you, brother. I'm going to move on, because we do have people to get through.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I don't want to talk about topics.
Okay.
I literally just want to sing Sail on Sailor with you.
Away you go.
Are you going to sing it with me?
No, because I found I've remembered it. There's a new song I can sing. I have to be careful because my neighbours, because the people using the studio next door,
right,
might be deceived. But I found a new song that I can sing that makes me sound like a brilliant singer. Shall I sing it to you?
Yeah, go on.
I can only do like three lines from it. And it makes me sound like a brilliant singer. It goes like this. It's an Elvis song. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay. For more than just a day. Now, that makes me sound like an awesome singer, doesn't it?
It's bordering... It, you're aware of the club style.
Thank you very much for calling. Let's go to line 7. You're live on the internet.
Right, Ian.
I'm all right. Who's this?
It's Omar. Do you remember me?
Yeah. Tell me more, Omar. Give me more.
I came into the studio in 2009 with Usher. And...
were you the fat one or the skinny one? That one, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Omar, I do remember you.
Mm, well, I remember you too.
And how is Asher doing?
He's good. Bit of a bell end, really.
Okay, well, there we go. That's something. And you're not, of course. So, Omar, what have you got for me? You can't... Listen, I want goods from you. I want something from you this evening. I just don't want to stroll down memory lane. I want action.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, line 7. You're live on the wireless. Who's this?
Hello, it's Noel Taylor.
Oh, jeez.
How are you?
Great, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. Call me silly, or if you like.
Yes.
But I don't know how I can listen to you. I know how to contact you, but I don't know where do I listen to you.
Well, this is being recorded.
All right, yeah.
And then it will be edited into part of a podcast, the Pocket Size Podcast, that you can get on ianlee.com or iTunes or various other places.
Thanks.
There we go. Let's go to line 7. 7, you're on the internet. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Kirsty.
You say that as though I know who you are.
Yeah, you do.
How?
I don't know. Can we play Pardeep?
Oh, this is...
Yeah.
Okay, yes, we can play Pardeep. Are you ready?
And who can... Yeah, ready?
Yeah, hang on. So three, it'll be three, two,
three,
one.
Three, two, one. You do it.
Three, two, one.
Pardeep. You cheated. You're a cheater. Pardeep.
I beat two of her Pardeeps. I beat two of her blooming Pardeeps. Blimey. Unbelievable. Dearie, dearie me. This is fun, isn't it? This is fun. We'll get there. Hello, line 2. You're live on the internet. Who's this?
Hello, it's Gavin.
Oh, Gavin, you said that very firmly. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I suppose I want to apologise for you for harassing you on Twitter, possibly.
Oh, go on. Carry on. What's happened?
You gave me a yellow card. I don't know if you remember.
That narrows it down to about 500 people. Oh, were you the fella that kept messaging me all the LBC stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you already you already sound less bonkers than I thought you were. So that's something.
Yeah, I don't really know why I done that, really.
Are you suppose... sad and lonely?
Perhaps.
Yes.
Well, no, I'm married with 3 children.
You can still be lonely. Even more reason you can be lonely. It happens. Can I tell you what I thought? I thought that you were like a 16-year-old little so-and-so that was trying to... Well, it was just, I tell you what it was. It was just very weird being tweeted things that I did 6 years ago. Constantly.
It was constant.
It was relentless.
I do apologise. I think it was just to try and get a reaction because I've listened to you for about 4 years now, and I love your work.
I love you too,
as I do Tommy Boyd and.
That idiot. Well, listen, the yellow card is rescinded.
Oh, thank you.
And we are, let's not say friends, because I suspect that you might take that too literally. But you may keep your contact to a minimum. There's a 50 there's a 50 yards restriction order on you.
Oh, brilliant.
Is that workable?
Yeah, we're going in the right direction.
Okay. Hey, have you seen the Iron Lady?
I haven't. No, I saw you tweet about it.
Load of old rubbish. Literally one of the worst films I've ever seen in my life. It was made for Americans because it has no substance in it whatsoever at all. Awful film.
What appealed you to go to it then?
Because I'm going to be on Five Live in a week or so on the Oscars night, and they said, "Have you seen all the films?" And I went, "Yeah." So I've now got to see a load of films this week. I'm going to see The Artist next, and then hopefully Tinker Tailor.
That shouldn't be too bad.
No, it shouldn't be too bad, Gavin. It's lovely to talk to you, and I'm glad that we've made some kind of peace. So yeah, that's something. Line 7, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Hi, how's it going? It's Mr. Fuzzy.
Who is it?
Mr. Fuzzy.
Mr. Fuzzy. Hello, Mr. Fuzzy. Welcome to the Pocket Size Podcast. What can I do for you?
Oh, just a question, really. Well, a couple of questions. First off, how's it going?
All right.
Second off, can I listen live to the show?
No.
Oh. And third off, do you know anything about the audio on your Play Radio video that's on YouTube?
No, I don't know anything about that.
Don't know anything about that. Yeah, I feel bad then.
Why? What happened? What have you done?
I may have called you a rude name on YouTube.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Fuzzy. What? Why? Because the audio is bad or something?
Yeah, the audio is bad. It's been taken off.
Why?
I said something about advertising or...
I didn't even know it was on YouTube. And now I'm being told it's been taken off.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I put it on your site. I put a link to it on the Ian Lee Facebook page.
Yeah, right.
And it was taken down almost straight away.
Wow.
And then the audio was taken down.
Oh, it was nothing to do with me.
Well, it's just a bit of a coincidence.
You don't believe me, do you?
No, I don't.
Hey, why would I get it taken down?
Should I go back on YouTube and delete my rude comment?
No, keep it there. It keeps the internet alive and fresh. Line 7, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Hey, it's Stephen.
Hello, Stephen. What can I do for you?
Hello. Well, I was just wondered what was going on. Really?
Not a lot.
How's it going?
It's all right. It's episode
it's
one.
Going.
It's going all right.
So are there numerous people about, or is it one at a time, or what's the...
Do you want to try and talk to someone else? Let's try the technology. Hang on a second. Right, who's that?
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Tyler.
Who?
Tyler.
Tyler?
Yes.
Is your mouth anywhere near the phone, Tyler?
It is now.
Okay, Tyler, say hello to Stephen.
Hello?
Get back on the radio.
Yes, Stephen, get back on the radio, you loser.
I should.
Yeah, Stephen.
Yeah, Stephen, come on, mate, you loser.
Yeah.
Come on,
Stephen. Tyler wants it.
It seems fair.
I'm glad we sorted that out. Line 7, you're on the internet, who's this?
Hello, big lad, how you doing?
Who's this?
It's Jimbo.
Hello, Jimbo. Do I know you?
No, I'm afraid not. No, I don't think so. Long-time listener. How are you doing?
I'm okay, Jimbo. I'm okay. I'm slightly anxious as to where this phone call is going to go, but I'm certainly prepared to go with it.
What are the topics, sir?
Keeping my goldfish alive. Is the podcast the last refuge of the has-been and the unemployable ex-DJ? And should we just give the Falklands to the Argentinians?
Well, were you not visiting some planes today? I'm assuming that was some kind of sabotage / espionage mission.
it, I cannot discuss the reason for my visit to the RAF Museum in Hendon.
Did the lad enjoy it?
The lad loved it, although I did feel bad because you're basically taking a child to look at killing machines. And there's a bit where there's just like rows of bombs, and he's going, wow. And I had to say, bombs are bad. You know, bombs kill people.
No. Everything in moderation.
But not bombs. Bombs are awful.
Really?
Bombs are awful.
Any keys in any ignitions? Anything we could potentially sneak off-site?
I didn't see any keys in any ignitions, no. No.
Oh,
I'm not even 100% sure if that's a euphemism or not.
Yeah, quite possibly. In terms of the fish...
Yes. Oh, hang on a second.
Do your research this evening.
Well, hang on a minute. So, who's this on the line?
Hi, this is Pete from Portsmouth.
Peter, say hello to... I've got some weirdo on the line I don't want to talk to. You talk to him.
Hello, mate.
Hello, Pete. How you doing?
Hello. I'm good, thanks, mate. Hello.
Pete, is there any chance of putting your mouth near a microphone or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, do I sound bad? It's because I'm using Skype and some of my views.
Do you know, I think I could offend both of you in one fell swoop.
Please
by asking by talking about Portsmouth going into administration today.
Oh, I don't care about football.
Nor do I.
Neither does the.
Neither does the.
You got us. You got us. You said something that wasn't interesting to the two other people on the line. You totally owned us.
Winner. Up yours.
Yeah, thank you very much. If only I could find a way of cutting him off. Gone, Peter.
Hello. Yeah,
hello.
It's good to have you back on the airwaves, so to speak.
Well, let's not count our chickens before they've come from the eggs. I've still got to edit this, and you know there are still a couple of hurdles to get through. But yes, hopefully this will become. So the plan is, Peter, and I should explain, is that the phone-in section is going to be a section of a show, 45-minute to an hour-long show that I'm aiming to put out once a week for the next 3 months. That's the plan.
Well, I was hoping to call in with a bit of an inspiration for you.
Go on.
In that, I've been listening to podcasts since about 2005.
Yeah.
For quite a while now, almost since they came into popularity.
Yes.
But also something you should consider is like premium membership. So yes. You do your normal weekly show, but then for, say, you know, £5-10 a month or something, people can sign up for premium content. So you record a bit extra... You know, funny videos.
I have looked. I'm looking at different things. There was talk of this being subscription only, and that's not going to happen for the first 3 months.
No.
I'm talking to possible sponsors, and there are a couple. And I have looked at doing a premium kind of bonus feature, like you're talking about. So there are various. I think the option. I think what I'm going to do for the first 3 months, Peter. This is the plan I've got in my head, although it will change. As they're all changing at the moment. Is to do this for 3 months and try and build up a sizable audience, and then it makes it easier to go to companies and say, "Hey, look, I've got this many thousands of people downloading it." And I think to kind of bridge the gap. On my website, on the page where you can download this on my website, I'm going to do the 21st century equivalent of passing the hat. I'm going to have an electronic hat or a PayPal button. And if people want to give some money, they're more than welcome to. And if they don't want to, they don't have to at all.
That's right. And don't feel bad about that, because people are happy to donate to people like yourself.
You speak a lot of sense. Thank you very much for calling. Take care. That's pretty much a lot. Thanks for listening to the Ian Lee Pocket Size Podcast. Just time for a quick few thank yous. Thank you to the Positive Internet Company for putting this online. A big thanks to the team at www.gak.co.uk for lending me the sound equipment to record with, a microphone and a box. They got lots of nice shiny things on their website. Andy White is the Pod Doctor, and he has put up with hundreds of stupid emails from me saying, how do I do that? You can follow him on Twitter, at Dr. Pod. And thank you to Chihuahua, Michael Mucklow, Al Philip, and Blaze Linda for allowing me to use their music. But before we go, I promise you audio boos, and you can send me these any time you want. I've got an audio boo channel, audioboo.fm/IanLee. Post your audio boos up there. The best ones will make it into this. Thanks for listening. Ta-ta.
A couple of years ago, I got a set of bongos for Christmas. It came with an instructional CD and a booklet. Learn how to play the bongos. So I read it from cover to cover. Listen to the CD. All right. I've got bongos. That's about it, really.
Shitting bongos.
Christmas present.
I ask my wife if I can dress up in her clothes while we have some bunky bunky. But then again, I suppose. First, I've got to get to ask her to have some bunky bunky. So you blocked me from Twitter, but I don't really care. Cause I'm not the one with Ryan Reynolds' hair. The Goodwill Lounge, one of your biggest fans. You dissed him big time. Ian Lee. Goodbye.
Here come your bonus features. Features. Could have just put echo on that, couldn't I? Okay. Yes, Line 3, you're live on the internet.
Hello. Have you got any topics?
No, I'm not really doing anything. Should we have video? Let's do video chat, shall we?
Yeah, go on then. All right. I tweeted you the other day about Canoe.
Did you
said you wouldn't find you'd get you in a canoe.
I remember the replying to you, but why did you tweet me about a canoe?
I had a really strange dream about you and going down the Amazon in a canoe.
And what happened in this dream? Was it erotic in any way?
No, unfortunately not. But Eloise was in it a little bit. She was in a bikini.
That's kind of vaguely erotic.
Yeah, but that's the maximum. That was it.
That's all that's required. That's all that you would need.
So have you got no topics? Or you just
no, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I was just testing something, because we're doing the live show on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's live, Saturday night. You can listen to it live as it happens.
I'm pretty skint, so I probably will on Saturday.
Do listen. Don't go out on Saturday night. Listen to this rubbish. And I was just, we're having a link up with someone somewhere else, and I was just testing it worked. And then I'm kind of trying to record extra bits. You're the first extra bit on episode one of the first series of Pocket Radio Show when these go on iTunes again.
Oh, that's, am I the extra bit of filler?
You're the extra bit of filler. You're the director's commentary.
Oh, that's the nuts. I'll take that. It's a win for me.
It's a win. It's a win for you. Now, whether it's a win for the listener or not, I don't know.
I suppose people want to know about my dreams. Why not?
What other dreams have you had?
nothing really that can top that.
I feel uncomfortable doing video chat. Do you feel uncomfortable with video chat, or is it?
I've never really done it before.
I don't particularly like it. Where's my cat? I can show you some pictures that I bought off of eBay. These are sketches that someone has done of the Monkees, my favourite group. There we go. That's Davy Jones.
That's pretty good, Davy Jones. He looks a bit Chinese, though.
You think he looks Chinese? Look at Mike Nesmith. He's definitely Chinese. they're quite good, but I bought them because they're not really that good. There's Mickey Dolenz, and I've got no idea who that man is at all. But
guy with a mullet.
He's a guy with a mullet, and you can see my cat. Hang on a minute, Velvet. Where are you going? Come here. Come and see Joe. She's gone. She's there.
I'm seeing if I have anything worth showing.
There's my cat.
I don't really have anything worth showing.
I've got CDs and records, but that's it. Velvet, come and say hello to Joe.
I've got a shotgun shell.
Oh, yo! Look at that! Where'd you get that from?
Clay pigeon shooting.
Oh, clay pigeon shooting. What's it like to fire a gun?
Fired upon a person.
What's it like to fire a gun?
It's a bit daunting.
Yeah. What's the kickback like?
I was quite young at the time, so I had to wear a little like shoulder pad.
Oh,
but it was all right.
What have you thought? I don't like talking about stuff that I've done, but I'm going to ask you because this is part. I don't quite know what these extra bits are going to be, so it's just going to be like chatting and stuff, isn't it? The Pocket Radio Show: the good bits and the bad bits. And be honest, and stop
good
looking
bits
at your mum over there.
Cooler bits,
yeah.
Bad bits.
Yeah. You can say it. Say it.
I don't know. Actually,
say
like,
it.
Like that geezer who was asking the questions on the street.
Did you not like him? Adam.
He was all right.
Don't be say what you want, honestly. I won't
he
be
sounded
offended.
About like eight.
He does sound about eight, and I think that's part of his charm. I think he's brilliant. And a lot of people, I've had a lot of people saying that they thought that was the funniest thing, and a lot of people saying, what the hell was that? And I kind of quite like, because the phone calls are easy. Look, I'm doing the phone calls now. I've got 4 minutes of podcast. I could so easily do an hour a week of phone calls. It's easy. It's nice to mix
it up. You need to sort of incorporate sort of Vinny more.
You want more Vinny?
More Vinny.
Who do you keep looking up at?
Oh, my flatmate's just walked into my room.
Who's that? Hello, flatmate. How you doing? You're right?
You alright?
Yeah, you alright. Where's he been?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, he's just watching the football or something.
What's he coming to your room for? A little bit of...
I don't know, why have you come
drugs?
Here?
Drugs?
Oh, sure.
He hasn't, for
Joe,
no reason.
Are you, Joe, are you holding a stash? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Good lad, well done. You want more Vinny, do you? Because a lot of people hate Vinny.
Yeah, I can understand why that is, but I think more people like him than dislike him.
I tell you the reason why I've been a little bit Vinny, Eloise and Barry light is just to try and make it a little bit different from the radio show. Because, again, it would be easy. I could easily do a show where we get Barry on for 40 minutes and people phone him up. And it's just kind of nice to move a little bit away, I think. I don't know.
I reckon like about a 7-minute slot would be
of Vinny or Barry.
Not too much and not too less.
Not too less. It's an idea. I'm going to take a break for a few weeks and then possibly come back with series 2 in July if I can be bothered. It's quite a lot of work.
Are you going to charge for it?
No, what the plan is to do the episodes free, and they'd be like an hour each, maybe 45 minutes, and then sort of add extra bits like this and sell it on iTunes as an album for like 79 pence. Or the whole series for like £2.50 or £3 or something like that. I don't know, because yeah, no one's really done it before. There's only a couple of people that have done it, and no one's really made any progress. So this is all new territory. But the basic podcast will be free, and then at the end of the series, there'll be like remix. I don't know. I haven't got a job, have I? I need to get some money from somewhere. I've got no job.
Don't you get advertising?
A little bit, yeah. But it costs me to kind of rent the space and... Oh, let's have a chat with someone. Hang on a second. We might lose picture because we're going to add... Chris! Chris!
You're annoying me.
Yes?
Chris, you're through to me. Hello? And Joe. Hello.
Hello.
Joe, I can still see you.
Hello?
Yes. Chris, say hello to Joe.
Joe?
Hello, Chris.
What do you want?
Yeah, what do you want? That's a good point.
I don't know, really. What do you want?
I want you to go away. I want to speak to Ian.
Hey, come on. Whoa, Chris Cottrell, come on. Look, Joe's been a nice lad. We've been have a lovely chat.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe.
It's all right, man. No worries.
Cool.
He's a bit.
What have you done
there,
today,
Joe?
Chris?
I have bathed my dog today.
Ha ha! Is that what they call it these days?
You carry on chatting. I'm just going to post some stuff on Facebook. You boys carry on with this, please.
I have literally nowhere to go with this.
What, it's taking you all day to bath your dog?
Taken a considerable chunk.
What,
I had some pizza. This is so boring.
Just mix it up then. Do something crazy. What you got?
I'll do something crazy. Hold on.
Oh, yes.
What's he done?
Nothing.
I'm trying to hang up.
Oh, I can help you with that. Hang on, let's just check he's gone. Chris, have you gone? Yeah, he's gone. What a knob.
iPod roulette.
Oh, yeah?
Are you game?
I'm totally game, actually, because I've got... I haven't got my hard drive plugged in, so I won't have all my music, but let's do it. Let me boot up the iTunes.
If I play it like, on random on iTunes, will it come up on the Skype?
It didn't last time I tried it. Try it.
I can do it on the old phone.
I'm plugging in my black hard drive because that's got all the good shit on. Hang on. Right. Let's checking iTunes library. Okay.
Shuffle.
I've just deleted a load of stuff and added I've got loads of fantastic new Monkees bootlegs, like about a dozen new albums. So I'm totally bumming that. I don't want to download the new one. I want to go to music. I want to go to the old shufflage. Let me just check what happens if I hit. Can you hear this?
Can't hear anything.
Okay, right. I need to. Oh god, now it gets confusing. How did I do this last time? I need to make the iTunes come out of somewhere else. Playback. Oh god. Oh, I know what I need to do. Hang on a minute. I'm almost ready for this.
I'm pretty much ready.
Audio setup. I need to make this. Default output is that. Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Okay, right, we're not starting with the four tops. That was my test. You can have a test one if you want.
Right, can you hear this? Right. Can you hear that?
No.
Christ. I don't know how to do it. I'll shuffle it on my phone and then just hold it up to the speaker.
Okay.
Can you hear this?
Yes, I can. Right, we're in the game.
Okay, that all good?
So that was your test one. We've got three rounds. You're allowed one shuffle, one skip. And I'm going to go first. Here we go. Oh, it's good.
Here is my final point. Oh, thank you, God. About drugs, about alcohol, about pornography, whatever that is. What business is it of yours what I do, read, buy, see, or take into my body as long as I do not harm another human being?
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Bill Hicks. It's going to be tough for you to beat that.
That's poor.
Shut up, man.
Start.
Come on, let's have it.
Right.
I don't know.
Is this Limp Bizkit or something? You give me life. Is this Ed Sheeran? Loss of oxygen. Oh, it is.
Ed Sheeran. Let it out.
Yeah, well, that's you've totally lost that.
Why?
Because he's awful.
How is that worse than Billy Hicks or whoever that is?
Bill, what? Right, hang on a second. We're going to go to Twitter, okay? I'm going to... hang on a second.
Play... Oh, that's what you can do. You could post verses and then...
Yeah, okay. Playing iPod roulette with an idiot. Don't worry about that. What wins? Bill Hicks versus Ed Sheeran. Okay, I'm going to post that.
I will win that.
I will take. I'll take the first three votes. Okay, right. No way. Sorry, I'm being very sweary this evening. I do apologise.
I know, I love it.
No, it's meant to be family friendly. Right. So, let's see. Let's wait for the votes to come rushing in. But there's no way. Have you never heard of Bill Hicks?
No, never. How old is it?
Like, 90s. But he's the best stand-up comedian there's ever been.
Haven't had it. Do you want to do the next round, and then at the end you can just tally it up?
Okay, first one is they're saying Bill Hicks. Freeze Frame says Bill Hicks, of course. Ed Sheeran is an arse.
Oh, no.
Bill Hicks says Neil Costello. And Hicks. Okay, that's a win for Hicks.
Apologies.
That's enough of the swearing. Right, let's go to... You can go next. What's your next one?
Right, on set.
Very strong. Okay.
What? That's
very,
a good one.
Very, very strong. Very strong. Okay, here comes mine. I'm going to skip this. It's a Monkees bootleg. Them live on the Johnny Cash Show doing Nine Times Blue. It's a great song, but I don't think it's strong enough to win. Oh! It's not bad.
It's hard. I'll just pick a song then.
It's Kenny Rogers and Love Woman. I've put the vote out on Twitter. Let's see what we get.
I reckon I've still got an edge on that.
You had there was one vote for Ed Sheeran. One vote out of quite a few. Right, let's... I think you might have an edge.
Going more underground, mainstream.
Yep. Going underground's got one vote.
Yes.
Okay, calm down. Come on, you lazy Twitter arty. Pull your finger out. This is... in the middle of watching a film.
What film?
I'm watching Tapeheads. You won't like it.
Why?
Because you don't like anything, it seems. Going underground, Damon Gray says, so it's 2-0 at the moment. Let's just see one more vote and you're in. Come on. Oh, someone's just voting for Bill Hicks. Well, that's no help at all, is it? Okay, you've won that round. Congratulations. Okay, round three. Is it my turn to go first? Yes, I believe
it
is.
Go for it.
Okie doke. Let's... Oh, I'm just getting bootlegs coming up. I've got to go with it. I've got no idea. This is Brian Wilson.
You've used your skip, so...
I've used my skip. This is Brian Wilson. It's not even labelled. It's a bootleg from 2006. Let's see what this is. This isn't going to win. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. It's awful.
I shower and shave and then I comb my hair.
Okay, what's yours?
All right, what's that?
Oh! You better not be cheating. What is this? The Farm? What is this? I guess I should know. Oh! Yeah, I'll give you that. Stop it. You've got that.
Little Red Corvette. All right. By the Prince.
You've got that. That's in. Right, this is it. So it's 2-1 to you, is it?
It should. Well, it's 1-0 at the moment.
Is it? Did you not win a round? You won the Go Underground.
I won the second round.
Yeah, so it's 2-1.
This is the decider.
No.
Hang on. What is it then?
How many rounds have we had? Well, I can't remember what the rules are.
This is the third round, isn't it? Best out of three.
Yeah, but we've had four.
No, this is the third.
We've just done three.
Yeah, Prince was my third.
Yeah, so that's three.
Yeah.
So you won?
Yes. Have they won? Have they voted?
They've voted. What would your next one have been? Oh, man, my next one was good.
My next one would have been Titchy Strider, Game Over.
It would have been Game Over for you, because I got this. Just about it's what am I doing hanging around by the Monkees? That'd have kicked Titchy Strider's backside.
Yeah, you're right. You were unlucky. I feel quite proud of my victory, to be honest.
You should do, man. You did well. Joe, listen, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for calling in.
See you later.
Love you to talk to you. Take care. Ta-ta.
Bye.
Well, there we go. It was a nice little extra piece there. Let's see if anyone else calls in. They might not. They might. Aha, we have another phone call. Let's go to... Hello, who's this? Oh, hang on. Hello? I can't hear you. Hello? I can't hear you! It could be a fault my end, but I suspect not. Nope, okay. Can you hear me? No, okay. I don't know what happened there. Okay. This is you're listening to the bonus features of the Pocket Radio Show. So, what do you mean? Expect me to do edit it, make it good? I ain't doing that. Yes, you've paid a dollar for it or whatever it is these days. But come on, I'm doing the best I can. Thank you to everyone who's taking part in the Pocket Radio Show. I have been genuinely surprised at the success in terms of numbers of downloads, of nice messages I've had. I've had a couple of rude ones, and I always enjoy getting those. But I'm glad that you've all taken part as well. I was worried when I was doing a phone-in that people wouldn't phone in, and you have done. So that's just superb. Let's try again. Hello?
It's a poo man.
Oh, God, and that's what you look like. You look like... Who do you look like? You look like the lead singer from James.
My friend says I look like a pointy Orlando Bloom.
Nope, you look like the lead singer from James. Oh, sit down. Oh, sit down. What can I do for you, Pooh Man?
Nothing much. I just wanted to check in with you and see that you're well.
I'm all right. Going. I was at the doctor's today, actually. I've got to go and have some tests done, if being completely honest. But he assures me that they're just routine and it'll probably be nothing.
Good.
So that's all right.
I need to go through the painful process of actually getting a doctor as I've relocated to the Big Smoke. And I'm not looking forward to that.
When you say the Big Smoke, which Big Smoke do you mean?
Your Big Smoke, London. The London.
Londinium.
Indeed.
Getting a doctor is easy, isn't it? You just go in and you just go to the local surgery and say, I want a doctor.
I don't know, because the last one I went to, I was about 8 years old at the time, so...
You just find that the problem I had is that the one that's nearest you might not necessarily be yours, because they have weird catchment areas.
Yeah.
But you just phone them up, say, I live here, am I in your catchment? And they have to sign you up, I think, don't they? We're not Pakistan. I think they have to... Or a third world country. They have to accept you as a patient.
I was going to make a highly inappropriate joke there because I live on Edgware Road and, you know.
Okay. Let's not enter into the thorny world of light casual racism.
Yeah, that's a
everyone
joke.
Is
I'm Scottish.
Welcome.
I can't afford to be
everyone
like
is welcome. So what's happening with you? This is, by the way, I'm recording this, for this is going to be the bonus bit on episode one of series one when they get re-released. I'm remixing them. I'm remixing them.
Excellent.
Like
it's a remix to
20 years
Ignition,
after,
or whatever.
Exactly, remix to Ignition, hot and fresh from the kitchen.
That's worrying that you know that.
I know.
I'm working with the UK's premier radio station.
What premier?
TalkSport.
Are you working with TalkSport?
Yes, I am, unfortunately.
Doing what?
Don't put that on the podcast.
Well, it's on the podcast.
Oh, well, too late. No, I'm a sports journalist. I'm sure you're very interested.
Oh, no, good for you. Well done. I like a bit of talk sport. Not so much since it's gone 24-hour sport.
Well, I was going to say, can you not just pretend you know something about football and then they'll probably give you a job?
I had a meeting, and in the meeting I pretended I knew something about football, and then I came out and thought I couldn't do that for 4 hours a night. I really couldn't, so I didn't.
Nice one. I've met most of the hierarchy. They seem like quite nice people.
They're very nice people.
Yeah, but I'm saying this so that you can put this in the podcast and I can get up here.
No, they're very nice people, and Moz is delightful and has always been very charming and helpful to me, and I'm a big fan of the TS.
I'll put in a good word for you, and don't worry.
God bless you.
I got power down there. Anyway, there wasn't really any purpose to this. I just saw you on Twitter and thought it'd be nice to stop by, so I'm glad all's well.
Nice to see you, brother. Take care. Ta-ta.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Get the feeling that he maybe revealed more than he was intending to reveal. Get that feeling? I got that feeling. I got that feeling strong. Very strong. trying a phone call, but I'm not sure who I'm calling. It's one or two people. I labelled them up wrong. I can't remember if I corrected them, so let's see. They hung up, which means it's probably the person I think it is. Let's try that again, shall we? Basically, I've got Verinda and Eloise, and I think I labelled them up oppositely. So, it says Eloise, but I think it's Vinny. Yeah, the fact that they're hanging up means it's definitely Vinny, because he's a knob.
The mobile number you have called is currently unavailable. Please call again later. The mobile number you have called is currently unavailable.
Okay, well, that's disappointing. Let's try this young man. You're listening to the bonus bits of the Pocket Radio Show. I could have cut it there. No, that's not working either. Maybe we'll call that a night, shall we? IanLee.com is the place to go to find out what I'm up to, bits and pieces and stuff like that. And follow me at Ian Lee on Twitter. Facebook.com/IanLeeOfficial is the Facebook page, of course. And keep coming back. The plan is to do a second series of this. And I'm guessing that if you're listening to this, then the second series is probably happening at the same time. But I'm not quite sure where I'm going to go with it and quite how I'm going to do it and what the point of it is, really. Because while it's fun to do, it is a lot of work putting these together. It's quite a lot of stress. Yeah, but we'll see. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying it, and it makes me happy to know that you've been listening. Thank you very much. Ta-ta.